This call may be recorded. Press 1 to accept.
Hello.
Hey, Aaron.
Hello.
How are you?
Okay.
I need more money on my debit card for supplies in Stanley.
You know how to do that.
Last I heard, I'm under the impression that I'm not supposed to move any money. Trying to honor you, honey.
Last I've heard, you have leveraged that conversation we had at CA's house in the most dishonorable way a man could possibly leverage that arrangement against a woman.
I'm not trying to leverage it against you. I'm trying to honor you.
There is nothing honorable about anything. There's nothing honorable. There's nothing honorable.
I'm happy for you to control the money because that makes you feel comfortable. And I
there's nothing honorable.
And
there is nothing honorable.
Talking over me, and I'm trying.
Okay, I'm sorry. I keep thinking that you finished.
I am 100% happy to fulfill our agreement. I've been doing it for months. I'm happy to do it. And I'm glad that you are able to do something that you've wanted to do.
It has been an absolute nightmare. It has been an absolute burden. It has been humiliating. It has been discouraging. I have not seen you change your spending habits or become transparent in your spending habits or own that there was ever a problem with your spending habits or live a lifestyle that's in accordance with reaping what you've sown financially over the last 5 years. For you to say that you're doing it because I need it to feel safe is really casting me in a negative light that doesn't apply to who I am as a person. And I don't appreciate being told that I enjoy having control of money. All I do with that money, Dustin, all I do with that money is pay off credit card debt that you accrued purchasing luxury items. All I do with that money is take care of your children who you are not caring for. And all you do with that money is pretend that I have some major control. You want everybody to think that I have all of this control and I'm controlling everything. Now I'm in control and you're letting me be in control.
I thought
you
wanted
to
have control of the money.
I know.
That's turn it over to
so
you, and I'm happy
to.
Me.
And that is the worst possible way that you could frame what actually occurred with CA, which was that he recognized that you managed your funds like an 8-year-old and that you were completely impulsive and it was completely out of your ability and the frame of mind that you were in mentally and emotionally to be able to meet your obligations and to rein in your spending that was what was actually happening.
I agree with you.
You cannot possibly make me look any worse for what you have wrought. And I am so tired of having this burden on me and you making yourself look like a responsible, subservient martyr who's being controlled by his wife over what you have wrought. This is such a charade. It is such a sham. I am embarrassed by it, and I don't like it.
Bye. I agree with... I.